I want to show you all the exact moment that a pharmaceutical executive passes out during Donald Trump's Oval Office presser today. The entire room reacts, and Trump just seems kind of apathetic to the entire situation. Like, we are now diverting attention away from him and his policies towards this dramatic guy who happened to pass out, and he stands there. He stands there trying to hold frame while this person passes out. You know, I'll play the video in just one second. I actually find stuff like this to be kind of scary because I passed out once or twice as a kid, and I remember it's not a fun situation to be in. So I really hope this guy is okay. It seems like he is. But Trump's reaction here is incredibly bizarre, just like the entire Oval Office presser was. Before I play this video for you, let's back up because Donald Trump started off this presser with a hilarious moment. He's talking about the weight loss drug Ozempic, and he starts to go around the room and ask people, who's taking Ozempic in here? He's like, Lutnick, are you? And he's like, no, not yet. I'm not taking Ozempic. Number one, why would you ask somebody that on camera? But then Trump outs his main public relations guy, Stephen Chung. If you guys know, this guy right here, who always looks kind of miserable. He looks like, not the villain in the movie, but he looks like the guy that's like the bodyguard of the villain in a movie where there's a superhero and a villain. I guess it's not that far from reality, but Trump then goes, where's Steve? He's taking it. He just outs Steve Chung as taking Ozempic. I'm not sure that your public relations guy wants you outing his private medicinal usages on camera during an Oval Office presser. What the hell, man?
Very well. Along with Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Secretary Howard Lutnick. Do you take any of this stuff, Howard?
Not yet.
Okay, good. CMS Administrator Mehmet Oz, he doesn't take it. Food and Drug Administrator Commissioner Marty McCary and Director of Medicare Chris Klump. And we have Steve, where's Steve? Is he here? Head of Public Relations for the White House. He's taking it.
I don't know why that's so funny. He randomly goes, he's taking it. I'm not sure Stephen Chung, who's never publicly talked about this, wants you to know that he's taking it. Someone replied, oh, the top reply is, are we sure Stephen Chung is taking it? I mean, he always looks very miserable in these photos. Someone else replied, this one's kind of mean, but it's a joke. Someone's like, Trump, where's the fat guy? Get in here, Chubbs. You're taking this stuff, right, fatty? You should waddle in here all full of dough. It's so mean. That's so mean. But also, Trump does act very weird in this clip. It then continues to get weirder. In this clip, Donald Trump asks the CEO of Novo Nordisk if the U.S. can just have a piece of his company. Just outright asking that in a press conference, which is, by the way, socialism. I mean, the United States taking a shareholder stake in a bunch of different companies to then influence those companies and lessen the freeness of the market, weaken the free market, is by definition socialism / communism.
Novo Nordisk is in the middle of a potential $10 billion acquisition for a smaller obesity biotech. They might need your and the FTC's help to see that through. Do you have any issues with that, or Eli Lilly buying a smaller obesity biotech from an anti-competitive
standpoint? Well, I don't know. Do you want to talk about that? I'd like to hear it. Maybe you should give us a piece of the company like I've been asking for.
So
give the United States a nice big chunk of the company.
So Novo Nordisk and Pfizer right now are in the middle of an acquisition dialogue and discussion.
It's you and Pfizer?
It's us and Pfizer.
Competing for the company?
Competing for the company.
Who's winning?
And as of today, our bid is higher. And our message to Pfizer is that if they would like to buy the company, then put your hand in the pocket and bid higher. It's a free market.
Thank you. Okay, at least this guy, at least the Novo Nordisk CEO knows it is a free market and that capitalism still is around. In this clip, Donald Trump talks about Nancy Pelosi retiring and calls her an evil woman. Honestly, this clip just had me like, what the hell, man? You're gonna call Nancy Pelosi a, quote, evil woman. That is the most divisive thing I've ever heard. Are Democrats out there calling Trump evil all the time? I don't even think it's that. I think they say that Donald Trump is eroding the norms of our democracy. He's taking SNAP away. He's killing the economy via tariffs and other policies. He hates democracy. But no one's out there calling him evil all the time, even if you think he is. But Trump, on the other hand, openly calls Democratic politicians evil, Satan, scum. New scum is what he calls Newsom. He says we're the party of Satan. He says that we are gnats who need to be taken care of. He uses such divisive rhetoric, but him talking about Nancy Pelosi the day she's retiring like this? Come on.
I think she did the country a great service by retiring. I think she was a tremendous liability for the country.
And on Dick Cheney.
I thought she was an evil woman who did a poor job, who cost the country a lot, in damages and in reputation. I thought she was terrible. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody.
Jesus Christ. I thought she was terrible. Someone asked him about Dick Cheney, too. I bet he'd have nicer words to say about Dick Cheney than Nancy Pelosi, who was the first woman Speaker of the House, who rose to power in a quite incredible way, and who changed the power dynamics of the House. This was a badass person. Nancy Pelosi really was a killer out there in Congress. She was very good as a Speaker of the House. And now her retirement is coming soon because she's 86 years old. 86 years old. Let me play you the clip of this dude passing out in the Oval Office. To be honest, I don't find this clip to be like funny or amusing. I find passing out to be a quite scary experience. Anybody who's watching who's passed out will know that, man, it's not fun at all. But I think this clip is worth watching just due to Trump's reaction, due to the drama of it. Take a look.
Creating high-value jobs. But today, we... Oh, are you okay? Gordon, you okay? Yeah.
So Trump does kind of like loom over for a second. He kind of just stands there. He looms over as this is happening. He's watching. I don't expect him to jump in or anything. That wouldn't be realistic. I don't expect him to like jump in and pick up the guy, but it's like, you're a leader in the room. You're supposed to lead. When this happened, and then the feed cuts. I remember when somebody passed out at Kamala Harris's rally, she paused the rally. And as the leader, she wasn't just like, you guys take care of it. Everybody take care. No, she was like, everybody, let's get this person help. Let's make sure that we are not continuing the rally until this person is fine, hydrated, and off in a safe area. I wasn't expecting Trump to like go in there and save this guy, but come on, man, at least show some leadership in this room. And that led to this photo, which is going incredibly viral. And here's the thing. This is something that happened very, very quickly. A lot of people are making, you know, some rash statements about this, like Trump wanted it to happen or whatever. No, 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 it's not that. This is a perfect display of Trump's apathy towards anybody who is not him. His apathy towards anybody who's not enriching him actively, filling his pockets. Like if a Qatari leader who was giving him hundreds of millions, billions of dollars did this, I'm sure he would freak out, but he just seems quite apathetic in this clip, almost disappointed that his presser, the presser that they were holding, was interrupted by somebody else. I don't know. Let me know if I'm reading too much into it, but I do want to know from you guys in the comment section, how do you read this photo? I think this is a great encapsulation of the Trump era, of the absolute apathy coming from the highest level while Americans around him are struggling. I'm gonna leave it there. I love you all, and I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.